Yeah, get on, man.
Come on. Look at Mr. Christensen here. He's shy. You guys aren't...
Well, this is not exciting.
Well, we're watching you text his wife.
No, I'm not. I'm tweeting out the bloody URL. Adam Christensen's with us.
Hi, Morgan.
Yeah, all week.
Say hi to my daughter. Week. She's just talking
to me. Hi, Morgan. Hey. I just need to get the link tweeted out because we didn't get it till a second ago. Something wrong? Is it frozen?
No, I'm waving to the...
Oh, she's very nice to her. Paul Shadwell, our cameraman, he's great apart from the fact he leaves the camera stood up against the wall and walks out the room. No, Paul's been doing camera work for us all week. Absolutely brilliant. We'd have been lost without him. He tirelessly walks around the whole of the show with us doing interviews and stuff. Thanks ever so much. Adam Christensen has put up with me and him farting all week in the apartment.
I don't think there was any of that.
You weren't there last night then, obviously. And we've shared an apartment with him. If you look at this video of Adam sliding down a fireman's pole and Paul from everything. So we're here at Macworld. If you spin around, the whole thing is right behind me. You can see it. Now, if you've got the exhibitors list up, you can tell us who you want to see, who you want to talk to. So get yourself in the chat room. It's British Tech Network's chat room on irc.geekshed.net, hashtag British Tech Network, and we will go out on the show floor and talk to anyone that you want. We will ask them any questions that you post in the chat room. I've got the chat room here. We can start off with XPrintServe because we've been stealing their Wi-Fi all week. They're absolutely fantastic. This is Mark from XPrintServe here. He's the one that we've been stealing it off.
No, you gotta stay in it,
And XPrintServe is a fantastic device. It just lets you print from your iPad or your iPhone or anything. It does Android, it does iOS, anything at all. So if you want to talk about XPrint, we'll do that. We've got Sennheiser right behind us. We've got ScanSnap over here on the right-hand side as well. Scotia over there, just to look to the side. We've got Backblaze, they're right here straight away. And there's a place called the Appaloosa section, which is new this year, just in behind me and sort of five rows back. It's all the small devs, it's all the little people who, you know, they're not going to afford a huge stand, but they want to get their products out there into the Mac world, and there are lots and lots of really good ones. Elephantel were the people that supported us to help us get the Mac Man going on. The one we're on now was Iographer. It's a fantastic little thing that you put your iPad in, and it's got hot shoe mounts and stuff like that for the camera, the lighting, and the shotgun microphone. And we're walking around with our Heath Robinson rig yesterday that looked awful, and he said, I can't let you. I'm giving you this out of pity. So Paul's here.
Yes. Hello.
Making calls to the family, but now he's back, and he's going to be with us as well. So tell us where you want to go. Tell us what you want to see. Do XPrint while you're there, says Paulhams. We owe them so much.
We've already done. Well, we can do it again.
We've done an interview with them already, but the XPrint is a fantastic device. I'm going to post up a video from day two yesterday, but their video is going to go up tomorrow morning because I've just run out of time to sit and edit video. So that's it. And Adam's here as well. If you've got any questions for Adam from the Maccast, he's going to come in shop. He'll help you out. We've got tweets going off left, right, and centre in my pocket, so
people see.
Hey up, lads. So get us started off. Tell us who you want to go and see. We'll go and walk through the front door. Paul's going to follow us and pan around and tweet out or put into the chat room who you want to talk to, who you want to see, and what questions you want to ask. Come on, then.
I've
got to
run off.
All right, okay.
See you soon,
man.
Take care
again.
See you later, Adam.
Macworld, right?
So straight away we've got Sennheiser behind us. Got to say a big shout out to them. Sennheiser gave us a fantastic shotgun mic. We were trailing cables everywhere and it's so busy here that people were walking backwards and forwards and getting stuck with it. We can now stand away, we get great audio. I mean, it really is superb from this thing. And it's a little contained unit. So We've got an interview from day one. If you go and look on the V blog, you'll see Scott from Sennheiser tell us all about it. They're pushing a new line of headphones here. So go out and have a check of those. They're beautiful, I have to say. They're all aluminium, chromey. They've like, yeah. It's like a leatherette type thing on your ear. It's like a baby duck is between you and your music. But with better order. But there's a hole in the baby. No, there's no hole in the baby duck. No.
The baby duck's talking to you in a soft tone, like a silky tone.
Sennheiser mic's wrong. You're not wrong.
We've not been to look at the headphones yet for Steve. So we will go and chat to them over the headphones soon.
Very clear, apparently, says Ian. Well done.
Yeah,
Ian Rees, what do you guys say is the mix of software versus hardware here?
Probably
60-40, I was going to say, but yeah.
Because basically
we got complaints about the video yesterday.
Because I keep looking away, so apologies. Basically, everything kind of this side that way, I would say, is hardware. And everything sort of there onwards is software. So that whole Appaloosa section over there is all software. Yeah, and all those booths down there. Some really cool hardware stuff, cases and stands. There's some fantastic kind of monitor stands and things like that down that side there. What else is down there? You've got kind of brackets for monitors, kind of holding them on the wall. Brackets for iMacs, kind of sitting them up high for, you know, kind of standing at desks and things like that. The Rean stand down there is awesome. Here's Kelly. Cool Kelly back in again.
The only water in coaster makes you look tall.
Yeah, it makes me look tall.
This is. Just come from App Camp for Girls.
Yes.
So tell us what App Camp for Girls is about. We'll do an interview later with Jean, but tell everyone what it's about.
App Camp for Girls is a week-long program where we teach 7th, 8th, and 9th grade girls about iOS programming and have them build an actual app over the course of a week. And then at the end of the week, once they've built their app, they have to pitch it to a panel of investors.
So today, you've given them like 45 minutes to get an app together.
Yeah.
So they've had 40 minutes to come up with the idea for an app and outline what it's going to do and what it's going to look like. And then you said present it to potential investors.
Yes.
So there's three CEOs sat on the table.
Uh-huh.
And here he is, there's Scott, good man. Three CEOs sat on the table. And they're 14.
Yeah.
14-year-old
girls. 14-year-old girls,
they're standing up in a room full of 100 people, A, pitching to three top executives, B, and then they're getting grilled with questions back from the CEOs.
About their 45-minute-old app.
Yeah.
Exactly,
yeah.
They've only had 45 minutes to think so. And a couple of the questions, I'd be sitting there going, all right, you got me. I have no clue. And they were coming out,
their confidence
was amazing.
Yeah.
The apps, I wanted the apps as well.
Right?
Yeah, there was. I mean, all of them were great, but there was two were like, I want that now.
Yeah.
Why doesn't that exist?
Yeah.
That must be a nightmare to control. They were savvy, they were strong-minded, they were intelligent.
And they were quick,
and they had
such good ideas. And
yeah, they were great.
Every time we do App Camp, that's what happens, is we sit and we listen to them talk about when they brainstorm the ideas that they have. Like, I want to do this, like, this is a thing I really like, this is a thing that would make my life better or easier. Like, I have this problem and I want an app that will solve it. And we sit in the back and go, that's an awesome idea, I want that, I would do that, I would buy that app. And it's really great to see how many different ideas, like just from this room full of girls, how different they are. And they all build the same app. We start with a template because we can't build an app in a week. But we all start with a quiz app. And they build this quiz app over the course of a few days, doing the testing and refining and doing all the artwork and everything for it. And every quiz is so dramatically different from the other one. And you think, like, you're going to get the same thing all the time because you're giving everybody the same thing to do. And they all go about it so totally differently that you get completely different. You get a completely different app from each team. You get completely different artwork, completely different style, completely different icon. Like, everything is as different as it can possibly be for still being something where there's a question and some answers, and at the end you get results.
Paulum's in the chat room says, "Can you pick me up a Kelly G? They're really cute." It's like it's a bobblehead doll.
I'm not swag, Pollums.
No, seriously, you got
me. But you are going to pick me up, aren't you?
No, seriously though, you gave me an app to fill in.
Yeah, I handed you a touch to
is
take
that,
the quiz.
Is that an app Country Girls app that was made?
Yeah.
So describe what the app was.
So I gave you which element are you?
That's right.
Yes, that was
yes.
On your class.
Okay,
yeah.
So which element are you? And I think you had to answer your favorite vacation, And I think, is that the one that has your favorite natural disaster?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, your favorite natural disaster.
I was torn on that question. There's a lot of ways I'd like to end the world.
Yeah, so, that was an interesting one. And then at the end, you are earth, air, fire, or water. And each of those results comes with a custom background screen and a custom description of if you get the results of fire, you are these certain, you have these particular characteristics, or if you're air, you have these other characteristics.
It was a great application. It came out and it gave me fire at the end, and I need ice people around me and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That was cool. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, there's another one that was, which mythical creature are you? And your options are like Bigfoot, a unicorn, a fairy, and an ogre, I think, was the other one.
Sharknado, says Bookery.
That's not a natural disaster.
Yeah. Can we give Kelly one of the spare 5XL BTX shirts?
Did you see the photograph of Mac Vader in that the other day?
No!
He had a belt on. Well, he needed a belt, I should say.
It was a miniskirt, it was like here.
Yeah.
We'll get that to you. I've got one in the apartment.
A night dress.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing that was mentioned was...
me and Mr. Kelly at the same time.
The CEOs that were there, there was uh-huh. Julie, Anne, and...
Monique,
And they were asking some tough questions, I have to say, but one of the things that they noted as being really cool was that people had thought about the names.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were talking about the fact that you get a cute name, you get the right kind of name, you get the appeal out there.
Yeah.
And that's a big part in selling your app. So it was like the coverage wasn't just about the coding, it was about the marketing element as well.
Yeah.
And it's one of the things we have them think about, that's why they have to pitch in one of the slides in the deck that they put together. As they do their pitch at the end of the week, because they get a PowerPoint or a keynote presentation, and then we give them a set of slides, and they can add or subtract as they want to, but it's a starting point. And one of the slides is, what is the pricing of your app, and what is the business model for your app? Because if it's free, then what are you doing to make money? If it's a free app, are you advertising? Do you have in-app purchases for other things? And think about that a little bit. And if it's not a free app, what are you going to charge for it? And then, what other things are you going to do? So one of the teams, their business model, they built a Sorting Hat app, and their business model was, we're going to get bought by Warner Brothers because it's that awesome. That was their business model. And other ones were the Penguin. You guys saw the Penguin example in the talk, and it was, what Penguin are you? And they were going to sell t-shirts with the penguins on them, and coffee mugs with the little designs, or actual stuffed little penguin dollies that you could buy. That was going to be part of the business model that made the money with their app. And it's really interesting how everybody comes at, again, the business model just as differently as they do the app itself. Here's what we're going to market, here's how we're going to get the word out, and then who is your app for, which is another thing you have to consider, and how do you tell them about it, let them know.
So
which
we
was
have
that multiplier effect you were talking
about. Columns is saying, Kelly G is the nerd Kylie, small and perfectly formed.
There you go.
I'm blushing. That's very nice.
You've got a fan in Norwich. I'm not sure how that plays out, really, whether that's a compliment or not.
Yeah.
It's Norwich.
That's the nicest thing anybody said to me this morning. Maybe. So there is that. So
everyone is amazed.
Oh no, second.
At your size.
It's actually the second nicest thing. The first nicest thing said to me was Adam Christensen. Here's your coffee.
Yeah, no. Paul keeps wanting to turn that portrait to get us both in. No portrait video.
Pollums is asking, what's the...
Oh,
you
have to call.
Right, yes. No worries.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you.
See you later. Talk about Outcamps Girls on the next chance we get for a proper interview. That wasn't proper, but...
Thanks, Kelly.
We'll get Jean, who's the leader of the Outcamps Girls program, to explain a bit more about what it's about and how you can help as well, because it's a crowdfunded thing. They started on a Kickstarter campaign. Like you say, they got $50,000 was the goal. They ended up with $100,000. Jean has given up her job to focus on developing because they've had such a great response to it. So we're going to talk to her later on, and we're going to try and make sure that we can do whatever we can to support, and any funds that you've got to support development of girls into technology, app development, general development of IT solutions and hardware and that kind of stuff, please give generously. So
Paul Holmes is asking, what's the best freebies? Frankly, we've had so many freebies, I don't know how we're going to get them all home. I'm going to have to leave socks and pants here, I think. It's not actually going to work.
I got some gin.
We did get some gin. That's a good point.
I got free gin off Chef Gamma. He's a dude.
Yeah, it's special gin as well. It's different.
It is.
It's apparently like locals pick the berries for the gin.
Gin,
and then they get free drinks.
Bring it as an offering to the gin god.
Yeah, we should see Jeff around here somewhere. He's floating about some point there.
Favorite tech gadget that you've seen so far?
Oh, now see, that's a hard one because I think I'm gonna have to go with the iographer. I think that saved our skin. It's pretty awesome. We saw that
and
yesterday afternoon. Well, the mic we did yesterday when we did that.
Yeah,
well, we can say the mic
gorgeous.
Again. The mic is fantastic.
The whole rig now.
The whole rig
looks like we intended it.
Yeah, I know. It actually looks relatively professional.
We had everything in a carrier bag until we came here.
Duct taped together. It was pretty interesting.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen some great stuff. The Akiko thing, if you watch the video blog from day one, that's the Akiko Thunderbolt dock. That is uber cool. Paul Shadwell actually bought one yesterday, and you said it was great.
Have you set it up yet?
What?
You
set
up
it?
Your Akiko?
For what?
The Akiko Thunderbolt dock.
He's nodding away. There's a huge amount of activity going on behind the camera. Yeah, people interested in the rig we've set up here.
They don't give a toss about us. They just want to see this thing. Biographer are over there. Yep. The Appaloosa section. It's about
bite
four blocks
apple.
Down. They're on there.
In the Bite My Apple
fantastic
section.
Bloke.
Just down there. Yeah. A great guy.
Biographer.
Tell them we sent you, by the way. British Tech Network.
British Tech Network.
Yeah. So he's just, they're down in the Bite My Apple section down there. Yeah, we do.
Yes.
Live streaming
on the show
just now.
Thanks.
Live streaming back home.
Oh, can I say hi to my friends back in the UK?
If you want,
if they're watching.
Isn't everyone watching?
We get 65 million viewers every time we switch the camera on.
All right.
You know what's funny? I can't remember her name. I was a friend of my wife.
What's it? I hope she's not watching. Actually,
I know. All right.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Right.
Hey, thanks very much.
Okay. Sorry, I lost train of thought there a little bit. So the iographer is really cool. We'll take photographs and stuff like that. We did like an interview with him yesterday and stuff, so you'll be able to see that.
Would the rig work for the bash? What do you think? We've got it.
Yeah.
Only if I come with it.
Yeah, he's going to be with it. Paul's ticket's paid for. He's going to be. Paul Hashadwell has been our top cameraman all week, so there's no way he's not going to be there. Apart from the fact he's having a baby a week before.
Yeah, that may not work out quite so well.
Gimmicky thing you've seen. Maybe you should do a live interview with them. What's the good? Oh, you didn't like Trunks, did you?
No, I thought Trunks was a little gimmicky, but
it was a photo sharing application. We've got an interview with them, so you can judge for yourself.
It was a good idea. I just
we got a bit put off by the woman when she came in at the start. Paul grabs one of the booth guys and says, "Do you want to talk?" And he's like, "Yeah, okay." So he sets up, and this woman kind of comes in, and she's like, "I should be doing this."
So I then had to interview her. She knew what she was talking about and stuff, but I just sort of felt like it was a really cool idea. So there was one part of their app was really cool, where you took a photograph and then it recorded audio, basically. So if you imagine that you're taking video, but you only take the first still, and then every time you hit the shutter after that, it basically then creates an audio file with kind of a slideshow over the top of it, which is a really cool idea. But then they tried to build this whole kind of financial model out behind it, which was a little bit questionable. Morgan, you're asking what's the best thing I've seen so far. So it's the iographer, which you probably not be very interested in. However, from your point of view, Morgan, they're bringing out a new model, which I think you would quite like. And basically, it's a bracket that you put your iPhone into, and you can then video. So like when you're doing your animations and you're doing videos and stuff for your friends, you can put your iPhone inside it, and it has two handles so that you can hold your iPhone, and then you could kind of walk about and video things, and it's really quite steady. So I think you'd quite like that.
If you are watching the feed and you're not in the chat room, we're getting questions from the chat room. I've got a couple of tweets that have just come through. You need to get an IRC chat room up and running, irc.geekshed.net. We're in the room, hashtag British Tech Network, all one word. Get that sorted and you'll be absolutely flying. Paulums, if you're listening, could you tweet out how to get IRC up and how to get them into our thing, and I'll CC me and I'll retweet it as well, so we can get a few more people and get some more questions. Ebs has said to me, what's the worst gadget via Twitter? Worst gadget that we've seen? I haven't seen anything that's crap.
No, I don't think I have either. There's been a few kind of things
I've seen
that were
stuff I wouldn't have been useful. But
yeah, exactly. There's a lot of cool stuff down by Bite My Apple, and by no means is that the answer.
Let's wander down there.
Let's go down to Bite My Apple. They've got a lot of cool
stuff.
That.
I have a boat.
Huh?
Oh, you got one?
Oh, yeah, Matt Keeper.
Did you find him?
Matt Keeper wins every time.
That's a shame.
Matt Keeper, we won't even go and interview them. But they're big sponsors of Cirque du Mac last night, unfortunately, so we're not going to slag them off too much.
Yeah, Cirque du Mac was pretty fantastic.
Come on over, we'll go down and take you to the Appaloosa section.
I do have one with them where people go.
Yeah, this is where we need we'll take you over to Double Robotics a bit later on. Double Robotics have got Segways effectively, but you can put an iPad on them. They're brilliant. There was one wandering the whole shop floor, show floor the other day, just by itself, autonomously. So yesterday we stopped by Oloclip here, met Patrick and all the team there. What a fantastic bunch they are.
Yeah, good guys.
They've got some amazing, amazing lenses. I know I've always been quite, not vocal, about the fact that they're actually quite an expensive item. But I have to say, after just talking to Patrick yesterday, there was no way in my mind I was in any kind of doubt that they are absolutely worth the money. He was saying they had 7 designers on payroll and 1 salesperson up until 2 months ago. Now they've got 7 salespeople and 1 design person. That's how much R&D they've put into this thing. If you come with me, I'll show you some of the macro stuff that they do. And I was absolutely jaw-dropped just when I saw it.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
So if we come over the back side here, there's a screen behind. There you go. Would you... Which one is linked to that screen? Would you mind just manipulating that for us while I just talk about it? So if you focus on the screen behind me... Do you want to go back a little bit more, is that? Cool. On the screen behind me, you'll see a thing there. Now, this very kind young lady down here is actually live as we speak, zooming in and out on stuff. That's the macro lens that they've got with it. They've got a 4-in-1 lens, and the 4-in-1 lens... What are you doing?
This guy keeps walking to the right.
There's a 4-in-1 lens, and the 4-in-1 lens has got all of these built into it. It's pretty expensive, but it's really, really good. You can see that... But you're not going to hear what I'm saying, mate. You need to be focused. Go back a bit more. On the screen here... What you're seeing is a live view of what this young lady here is showing for us. You look at the clarity. This is just a 1080p screen. It is unbelievably clear. Ian Lewis is in the chat room now. He's going to be absolutely loving this. Get yourself a 4-in-1 Oloclip because they are absolutely brilliant. They're out for iPhone 5, iPhone 4, iPhone 5S. You can get them for iPad as well, but iPad Air is coming out in April, so keep an eye out for that. These guys will be at the gadget show as well, so you can come and see them there. But the stuff that's being shown here is just amazing. Clarity on that is incredible. I'll see if there's a comment from Ian Lewis.
He's just put smiley face.
People saying they imagined it busier on the floor. It is busy. It was busier than this yesterday by a long way. This is a public day. You tend to find the...
He's tall, but he's not that tall.
So, as you can see there, the Oloclip was great. The numbers of people here, this is very much a public day. The business days were Thursday and Friday, and this was absolutely rammed, completely packed. There's more and more people coming in. You've got to bear in mind here as well that we're just after lunchtime. So, it opened at 10, you've got a big influx this morning, and then a lot of people have gone off and got lunch and stuff. So, I think probably it's going to get a lot busier as we go on later in the day. Just been approached by another
guy.
Yeah.
You can see her eye over the guy.
Go for it.
And we've already got, I mean, there's 2 people there, the folk that we sent there earlier on, so that's good for him. This thing down here looks quite cool. It's basically, it puts an external USB port on the bottom of your iMac or your cinema display or something like that. We've got the Pocket Tripod guys to the left of that. They were on the Kickstarter thing. I actually have one in my wallet. It's pretty cool. So, but this area is really busy because it's got lots of really cool, most of these actually.
I think most of these were Kickstarter, at least the ones that I recognise were Kickstarter funded ones. So we're going to go and have a look at some of these, but this is Heaven because it's some really, really cool tech in here. It's, this one here actually, this one's quite free. We'll go in and have a chat with these guys.
It's about 15 pods, something like that, isn't it? Yeah. 15 tables. And you just see loads of stuff that's going on. We got one here, Pocket Tripod. Let's go and have a chat with them. What's your name?
My name's Sam.
Sam, I'm Ewan. Ian in our chat room wants to know if you're married or not.
No, I'm not.
So tell us about Pocket Tripod.
So the Pocket Tripod is incredibly rare.
You need to look at the mic when you talk.
Oh, sorry. Pocket Tripod, however it works,
dude, are you recording this in case we get false words out of our mouth or something? Cover the lawsuit.
So it's the only iPhone stand out there right now in the market that's completely portable. You have it with you at all times because it's literally the size of 2 credit cards. So you always have it with you. And how it works is you just twist, flip these up. Works better if it's on the table. And there you go. And it adjusts completely all the way down, right back up, same way if you want it, this way. And sometimes if you want to watch a movie, let's say you want to watch it in landscape, it's going to obstruct your screen like that. So what you would do is, again, twist, pull it apart. And again, this works better on the table. But and there you go.
So is that only fit in iPhone, or would that fit iPad, Retina, Mini?
So right now it's for phones, specifically the iPhone 4 and 5. And what we plan on doing is we plan on making adapters so that they fit for all sorts of phones.
Oh, so that rock, that twists.
So these come out, and we can fit them so that they measure to your case or to your phone, whether it's you choose to upgrade to the iPhone 6. Whether it's because you choose to get an Android or because you want to change your case. So we would just send you a new one of these and then you'd pop it back in and it's good to use. You don't have to get another Pocket Tripod. You would just have to change the adapters.
That's amazing. What's the retail on that?
It's going for $20.
$20?
Yes.
We'll take two. Yeah, we'll take two. You're going to give us a review of it, though, right? Do you sell to the UK?
Yes, actually we're working with the distributor specifically in the UK. It was a few weeks ago, I think we finally...
I was a Kickstarter backer.
Yeah! That's
Paul
awesome.
Was a Kickstarter backer. You should have done the interview then.
Oh, I love awesome. It. And even though that's the iPhone 5S one, it works for an iPad mini because my daughter sat and watched Netflix on the train all the way to London from Edinburgh with that as the stand for her.
It does work already for iPad mini then.
It's don't get me wrong, it's not designed for that. It's a little loose, but I mean, it does the job. It's super.
It's super snug so that you have full control when you're adjusting to different angles.
Yeah. So the two questions we got from the chat room here in the UK, UK distribution, you're saying yes?
Yes, I don't know specific names.
You're live to the UK.
Hi, how are you?
We've got 55 million people watching.
Awesome.
Excellent. Great explanation about what the product is, but you're saying that Paul's just one of your Kickstarters.
Right. Hey, how are you? Thank you so much for back
on project. No problem. I love it. Really
awesome. Good. You said it works with the iPad mini.
It doesn't work with the iPad mini because it's just an iPad is too big. So.
I did. My daughter used it to watch Netflix from Edinburgh to London on the train, and it worked.
It worked. Just so that it's not a mis-advertising.
Of course.
Because it's not designed for it. So at a certain angle, it tips over. But with an iPhone, you get full 360 degrees of angle adjustment. So that means that it goes from all the way from 0 to 90, and then you could put it from any angle. So you could do complete 360 with it, and doesn't portrait and landscape. But with an iPad, it's a little limited. So I don't want to advertise that it works with an iPad, and they get angry customers that say, "Hey, you said it works with an iPad. How come it doesn't work?"
No, right.
But obviously, you could rig it to make it work a little bit.
Well, our chat room saying, first of all, retail, we got retail $20.
Right.
But distributor in the UK is coming.
We're actually speaking to a couple of distributors right now in the UK that are very interested by the product and sell it through stores in the UK.
But the other question is, are you going to do any bigger units for iPads?
We could, but I mean, the only thing is that with an iPad, you wouldn't be able to put it in a wallet because there's just literally not enough plastic in the size of a credit card to hold a full-size iPad or even a mini.
So in your mind, kind of, you know, top of the brain R&D, what kind of size would you need to go to for it to take an Air or a Retina safely?
You know, something that might stick to the back of the iPad, then that would work. You know, you could have it that would attach to the back of the iPad, and then you take it off from it. It wouldn't fit in your wallet anymore, but it's like, it sticks to the back of it.
But
we're focusing more on the iPads right now.
Elephant's out.
Right.
They've got stuff that's like super sticky.
Right.
Yeah.
Actually, there's a lot of good solutions right now already for the iPad that stick to the iPad. So that's why we want to focus on something that works really, really well for the iPhone and other smartphones as well. So iPhones with cases, smartphones, like Samsung, Galaxy, all of those, we're going to cover those very shortly.
I mean, one of the things I think is a feature of this year at Macworld is Paul Kent has you know, the organizers, have got these little kind of enclaves, the Appaloosa section and your table section.
Yeah.
I mean, you're obviously a small concern, a small business. Do you feel like that's the way forward now, to get more people in, get more of the Kickstarter-y type? I mean, you look at Oloclip next to you.
Right. There were a Kickstarter project like
Oloclip
have
got a stand that's 25 feet tall.
Right.
And they were a Kickstarter project. So.
That's right. And I think we're living in great times now because smaller companies like us have a much better chance to make it big compared to, let's say, 10 years ago or 20 years ago, where it's very hard. There's no way to become an established company without large investments.
Good, great. Thanks for everything.
It's a pleasure meeting you. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. Great meeting you.
So there you go. That's the kind of stuff that we've got in this section. It's all very, very more like Kickstarter type projects with low budgets. And I've got to say, I don't know what you think, but the small cities that are here with tables and stuff like that, I found more stuff there that I want to talk about than necessarily the big, big, big stands. Although Snap's going here. They've got a fantastic looking stand, but they've got great products as well.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, it looks like cool stuff. I need to get a drink of that.
Right, okay, so we're going
to...
We'll just go around this way. We've been around
some
of your... I'm using a new microphone today, and it's great, but I keep forgetting that I can't look away from it. So what are you guys selling here today? Show us.
What we have here is the Bolt. Okay, this is a wall charger and battery backup. This is meant to replace your standard wall charger that you currently use.
Mm-hmm.
When you're charging your phone at night, you're also charging the internal battery. Okay. So when you're ready to go about your day, you take this with you, and then charge your phone anywhere when you need it.
Oh, that's a cool idea.
Yeah, there's a 3,000 milliamp hour battery inside, so for your iPhone, you're typically going to get 1 to 1.5 full charge.
Okay. Do you offer a UK equivalent, or is this a US only one?
This is US only. UK is going to be a little more difficult because of the plug.
Sure.
So that, you know, that's still could be in the works. We're still deciding.
We have an EU version of it.
All right, okay, yeah, because there's a few problems as well.
Right, exactly.
Oh, that's cool. So where can people buy this? I know obviously it's not going to be UK, but we have American listeners as well. Where can people buy this and find out more about it?
Yeah, right now you can buy it on our website, fluxmall.com, and you can also purchase it on buymyapple.co.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much, James.
Thank you.
Cheers. Okay, well, take a wee walk around here and see what else we can find.
Some more questions from the chat room. Did I get her phone number for Ian Lewis? No. Paulum says he'd buy anything she sells. Good to see you focused on the products here, isn't it? And what thing would you pay serious money for, says Paul? There's a few things here you do need to pay some serious money for them, for what they are. We saw a little clip the other day that was tiny, and it was just a sticky pad that helped hold your iPhone. Didn't hold anything stronger than your iPhone. And it was $70. And I'm like, oh, well, that's £45. really not worth it. So, I don't know. Tell us where you want us to go. We've got Snuggy Bug down the corner. We've got Canex behind the camera. We got Power Rocks as well. We got Drobo behind the camera. We're right next to Fleur. You've got more of these little Appaloosa things.
Stuff,
if you see a stand in here that you think you want to go and see it, let us know. And then we've got the Appaloosa section here at the back as well. Again, we've just got like 20, 30 stands here. So tell us where you want us to go. Tell us who you want us to talk to. And we'll be there.
Okay. Hello. Okay, thank you. Cheers. Great, there's some review units of the...
freebies.
Yeah, freebies, more freebies. Battery tech, Pullum's obviously battery tech.
Battery tech, what are we seeing in battery tech?
Okay, where's we'll battery tech? We'll have a look at Hidden. No, I don't know, nobody seems to be presenting Hidden here.
Right. Well, no, there's no one there, is it? Keep it moving. It's interesting as well that people were saying doesn't seem as many people there. Actually, in the main standy type area there, it is a lot lighter. Here, I mean, this is crowded, absolutely crowded. So, you know, what's the appeal to people? The appeal is to come and talk to the new smallers, the Kickstarters, the small businesses that are getting going. So again, have a look carefully, see any of the signs that you want to see. We'll go and have a swing around. We've got a mod case behind us here. There's lots of cases, loads and loads of iPhone cases and stuff like that. Some really interesting stuff going on with Bluetooth and a couple of things that are about iBeacons that Adam Christensen's got very, very excited about that are really, really cool. We did an interview with Ellie Mount there with the people that helped us out the other day. They're over there as well. And we've got a thing called Shiny Soap over there. I have no idea what that's about, but they've got tumble dryers for your iPhone. We should maybe figure out what that is and go and have a look at it later. I'm just scanning around trying to look for battery tech to answer Paul's questions, but...
You can also go and find them on the app.
Absolutely crowded. Very good, Dubai. Thank you very much, mate. Pocket Trip Girl. I can't read that. Did she want my phone number, says Paul? I didn't ask, mate. But once she knows out from Norwich, mate...
So, Paul, could you just answer, is battery tech a company you want to look at, or are you just interested in things that are for backup batteries for your phone?
I'd say battery.
Battery backup, battery elongation. We did see some really cool stuff at Transcend. Excuse me. Transcend are over this way somewhere. Or over there.
Is the tech more geared toward iOS or OS X? You know, the funny thing is, there's very little I've seen that's OS X. It's mainly iOS or hardware related. That's pretty much most of the stuff I've seen here. There's a couple of pieces of software in here that are OS X. So we've got kind of like account software and so just to our left here, we've got Real Illusion. If you kind of pan around here, the sides of all the signs have got a blue bit or a green bit on them. The blue ones mean they're OS X, the green ones mean they're iOS. So, I mean, just a glance here, I can only see three. So we've got Rogue Amoeba over there. So they provide Audio Hijack Pro and things like that we use for Skype casting. We've got Flixel and Real Illusion here. Connected Counting and ERP across there. And that's really it. I've not seen much more in terms of OS X stuff. It's mainly been iOS. But that's a good thing. And then all this hardware stuff over here as well.
And we've got a lot of shiny aluminium stuff as well, a lot of the hardware things are here. If you want to know about your Mac or your iMac, then there's a lot of risers and that kind of stuff going on, which is good. But there's no, there's MacPort here and there's Rogue Amoeba and those kind of people. And they do great stuff for OS X, but it's not an OS X focus, if you like. If we go over here, we got Prong. Now, Prong is a battery backup thing that's also a charger that goes directly into your wall outlet. It looks like it's America only at the moment, but we can go and have a chat with them and see what they've got to offer.
Yeah.
live to the UK.
Yeah.
What's up?
55 million people watching you right now.
I love that. I love that.
So we're here with Paul.
Sorry?
Did you say Paul?
I'm Jesse.
Jesse, sorry Jesse.
No problem.
Here with Jesse from Prongle. Now, we've got a few people that were saying, you know, tell us about what's going on with battery or with tech for iPhone. Tell us what we spotted your thing. Tell us what it's about.
Yeah, absolutely. The great thing about the Prong pocket plug is one of the biggest problems that people have with their iPhone is they have to always be lugging around cords and chargers. And the great thing about the pocket plug is anytime you need a charge, just flip the plugs up and you plug right in. You have everything you need in your hand to keep your phone on throughout the day.
Now we're going to get one problem here because we're the British Tech Network.
It's going to be a big problem.
We do have American listeners as well.
So we're working on the design for the UK and EU plugs. Obviously, there's some challenges there because of the design of the outlets, but it's something that we're looking at right now.
Yeah, you're
going
to have to flip the plug that way, and it's a large pole.
Yeah, although I've seen different designs that do it in a very slim way, I think the EU plug is going to be more challenging because the holes are recessed. They have that cut out in the outlet, so it makes it a little bit more challenging. Yeah, yeah. But we're looking at it, and there's definitely a good
So this is this just a charging outlet, or is it then a backup battery as well as?
This one is just a charging. Right. It's just a charger. We have a new product that will be coming out this summer that will be incorporating the battery functionality in there as well.
So you kind of like the juice pack kind of element of longevity of battery on that one.
Exactly. The great thing about putting this functionality in with the battery functionality is it will create a solution that you'll never have to leave your phone. You'll just be able to pop the battery part off, put that into the wall, and keep your phone with you, and then when it's done charging, you just put it back on. To my knowledge, I don't think there's any other charger that allows you to keep your phone powered on without ever taking your phone out of your pocket.
Yeah, no, that is cool. Retail on this?
This one is $70. We have a show special for $50 today.
Dude, there's a guy with a piece of plastic over there charging $70.
Does it go with a piece of plastic?
No, it's just a piece of plastic.
Oh, well, it's a piece of plastic and converting AC to DC.
Exactly.
But it was a positive thing, I think.
That's what I'm saying.
If you go to the Apple
Store.
Dude,
that's only $70.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't saying it was expensive,
man. Okay. I thought you were putting me on the spot here in front of 55 million people.
There's some people here who are selling utter shit for $70. Well, not something that's actually useful.
Then I should put my booth next to theirs, obviously.
Yeah, no, good point. When you buy it, zoom into it.
The chat rooms want a closer look at this.
Which means you won't hear us very well because it's a shotgun mic, but there we go. So this is your iPhone goes in this side.
Yes, sir.
There's a lightning connector there on it. And then your outlets here just fall in from the side and pull down. Oh, they're linked as well, that's cool.
Yes.
So it's pull one, pull all.
And also it has a micro USB port on the side, so if you want to charge in the car or, you know, things like that, you have the option to charge with the cord.
So right, is that rubber and it kind of folds around, or does it snap open for you to get your...
You just slide this top off, and then you just slide the phone right out.
Right.
You guys are going to sell one for me, I appreciate that.
Yeah. We can always give us a review unit, don't worry about that.
I have no problem doing that. And you have me on camera saying that.
Yeah, 55 million witnesses. There we go. So that's the battery backup is coming.
The battery backup is coming, and let me get you a card.
And if our American listeners want to buy one of these, whereabouts do they have to go?
You can go to our website, prong.com, okay. prong.com, and they're for sale on our website.
That's great. Okay.
We're about 50% US.
Okay, that's perfect. Yeah, let me see your ID.
The interesting part, listeners, where IDs get scanned.
So you can send us shit.
I'm going to send you the. We're going to launch this next product with the battery next month.
Send us over a review unit. We'll review it and stick it on the website.
We'll have to get an adapter. Oh, sorry, what am I doing?
What color do you guys want? I'll just give you a review unit right now.
The blue one. Perfect.
Thank you
very much. Thank
Thanks
you.
Thanks for stopping by. I appreciate
Great.
It.
Great. Okay, so that's Prong, prong.com if you want to buy one of these awesome devices. Thank you very much
Perfect.
For your time.
Thanks
thank
for
you.
Stopping by.
Cheers. Thank you.
Thank you. I like this iPad.
I love
it. Jealous games. Yeah, we're going to be
then I could Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Maybe I could. I'll tell you what I could do.
So sorry, folks, we're just trying to work out a way that we can move the screen, the video around without you losing the audio because the microphone's pointing in different directions. So bear with us for a second. Yes, apologies, folks. You are right, I did say OS X. I'm sleep deprived, and all of those signs there say OS X, so I was just reading the sign, so I'm sorry about that. right, I think we should go around and see these stand guys over here. So folks, as Paul kind of pans around here on the camera, if you see anything you want us to go and see, just give us a shout and we can go over and interview them as soon as you let us know in the chat room that you want to see them. So you can see there's absolutely tons of stuff here. We've got the Tigre LLC, whatever that is, Byvia, Cloak, Refurb Me, City Hour. I think there was some request to go and speak to the Rogue Amoeba folks, so we can head on over and see Rogue Amoeba. Great, okay. Well, thank you. Do you work for City Hour? Ah, you do.
Ah. Different size.
Sorry. Sorry, folks, bear with us.
It's the wrong size, it's the wrong size.
That's a shame.
Otherwise, I would have been perfect.
What's wrong, man?
What's that? Not hear us.
No. Paul was.
Is, direct. The microphone where you are, so I can still hear the camera.
Okay, great. So let's go over and speak to Rogue Amoeba, and also I've got a request to speak to City Hour as well. The science keeper over there is doing a great job. We're live to UK at the moment.
Anything you can do,
panic sets in.
Oh, okay.
You're right.
Hi, I'm Lance Seymour.
Yes. Nice to see you, Lance.
Nice to see you.
So, your science whirler over there has said, be sure to go over and talk to City Hour. So we've come over blind. We have no idea what you even do.
Well, let me tell you.
Go for it. Tell
oh, we're
tell
just
the UK.
We're going to do it. You don't even know what it is. Okay, we'll go ahead and do it.
So tell the UK what City Hour does.
Okay. City Hour is the first and only business networking app that is geared exclusively towards doing business the old-fashioned way. Meeting people face-to-face, shaking their hand, getting to know them on a personal level.
You've got an app for getting people to meet each other.
Yes. Yes, I've heard all kinds of comparisons to other apps. I've heard people say it's like Tinder, but for business. But we try to avoid that one, although I just did it on camera now. So what it does is the app syncs with your LinkedIn profile, so you don't have to recreate your entire job history online again. And from there, you go in, you set up your search criteria. You can specify dates, times, cities around the world you're willing to meet in or that you're going to be in. As well as what industry you're interested in, the goal of your meeting could be new business development, it could be career opportunities, and then all the people whose search criteria match yours come up. You simply go through, look at their profile, if they're a match, you select the venue to meet inside the app, and then you send a request, and the last step is the most important. That's where you give them your elevator pitch as to why they should take that meeting. You know, I work for a PR firm, if you're interested in hiring a PR firm, let's meet. So if he takes that meeting, you know it's productive. You've cut out the entire prospecting process, and you get right to the close at the end.
I mean, one of the things that we've commented on here a lot is that, you know, everyone's been talking about Apple going, that this is just for the Mac fanboys and the community. But there's a lot of business gets done here, particularly on Thursday and Friday. And the relationships that are built through those face-to-face meetings are crucial. And this, you know, people need to go, business needs to come to this show. Because there are lots and lots of people. This is not just consumers. There are business people here. Get your deals done. And you've seen what the Kickstarters are doing, and it's a beautiful synergy of, you know, Oloclip, who started on Kickstarter, have got a 25-foot-high stand next to people that have propped up a table like a snake oil salesman and are getting on. And your app is brilliant for that. That's a great idea. I've heard that for the first time, literally. So.
And it could be great if you know you're coming from the UK and you're going to be here in San Francisco and want to set up your business meetings. say you can open up that time slot a month before you get here and let all the meeting invites come to you. You filter which ones look interesting to you. Set up your schedule long before you ever get here. Make sure it's as productive a show as you can have.
You need to talk to Paul Kent and try and get a time with your app for people coming to the show. Because this show is worth coming to, I promise you, for business.
Thanks for your time.
Good to see you. Right. Let's go to Rogue Amoeba and follow on from where the chat room requested it. But great,
all right.
Really good.